back. All right. So first thing this morning is Chris asked me, he says, why'd you come back? Okay. Because everybody knows I went to Florida.
We were discussing.
I mean, you guys talked about that.
Yeah,
right?
We were discussing this. Yeah.
I was trying. I don't know if I guess I didn't make it clear. I was trying to keep that under wraps.
There's no under wraps around here. But, come on. Secrets yeah. around here. Yeah.
But yeah, I did. I went back to Florida for just a few days. My mother-in-law lives in Florida. So, you know, we went back to visit. This is the first time we'd seen her since I pushed her down the stairs and she broke her shoulder when she was up here.
Right. Mm hmm.
But we did, and it's interesting because he said, why'd you come back? Okay, and I got it. It's what, 21 below zero out there? Air temperature? I got it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, when we landed, 72, and exquisite the entire time we were there. It was sunny. We went to an area called Downtown Disney, which is like it's a big Disney shopping mall outside of the park. And people are wearing, you know, long pants and sweaters and stuff. And we're laughing because, like, yeah, we're getting acclimated to the cold weather because we're in short sleeves. I'm wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
All right. And here's the reason, and I kid you not about this. We land. We get off the plane in Tampa. We head to the tram. There's a tram that takes you from the terminal back to the main airport. You can get your luggage, and I had a rental car and that kind of stuff. And I kid you not, there was a woman getting arrested in the terminal in cuffs, and they were taking her onto the tram to take her back. And there's her boyfriend or husband, whatever, the guy in her life, hanging his head, holding her purse and her coat or whatever. And you just looked at him. He's like, yeah, I've done this before. Yeah, this ain't nothing new.
You said, great, more morning show fodder.
And I did. I just looked at my wife and I said, well, that's the first thing we're going to kick the show off with on Monday. And that's not the only time. We got there, and then I went to the rental car place to get our car. They barely spoke English and were as rude as you could be. First of all, walked in, nobody at the counter.
Well, it wasn't Enterprise then, right?
No. It was, I'll tell you who it was.
Because they're all former NCAA athletes that work at Enterprise.
It was a cut rate place, and this is what I get.
Okay? Redirect?
Close. It was called Payless. Payless rental car. And they suck.
Well,
okay?
You paid less, though.
Yes, I did pay less. And it was really, I'm standing there at the counter. And, you know, I mean, I understand if they're busy. But there was nobody in the counter. Nobody, you know, and I'm like, hello? Literally had to do that twice. And some guy.
Sir, stop your banging, please.
Yeah, and he saunters out, you know, and he goes, yes?
You made me spill my cocaine. Stop it.
He goes, yes? I said, I have a reservation. Okay. Do you have the number? I said, yeah, here's the number. Yeah, he's not in the system. I said, I don't really care. I got a reservation, and here's my, you know, I said, let's go. And he goes, okay, what kind of car? I said, what do you mean? I said, I don't know what kind of car it is. I said, just need a car. Okay, here you go. Barely signed any paperwork. He goes, you don't want the insurance, do you? I'm like, no, I don't want the insurance. I don't want anything. Just. And then what's really hilarious is that you want to pay for gas in advance? I'm like, what?
Wait a minute. Wait, this guy sounded like Tony Montana from Scarface?
That's the best as I could do, you know?
Sounded like Freddie Prinz.
Hey, man, it's not my job.
Yeah.
You want to pay for the gas on a van? I'm like, well, how much is the gas in it? It's $3.75 a gallon. I'm like, no, I'll fill it up myself. And it was around there, it's like $3.40 a gallon, something like that. Just absolute. And then, and this is it, and then I'm done. Then, later on, a couple days later, we decided to go to our favorite Chinese restaurant. Absolutely. The second best Chinese food I've ever had in my life.
I know where this is going.
The only better place I've ever had Chinese food is in Chinatown, New York City.
Uh-huh.
The best food there, period. This is the best Chinese. And we pull up, and there's another woman getting rousted by the cops, getting arrested. And I said, why don't we go somewhere else? And we did. We went somewhere. But I will tell you this. I did get my grit on. Oh, man, I got my fill of grits while I was there.
Well,
I'm good for grits for another few months.
Well, that's good. And by the way, folks, it is, as we said, wind chills of like 40-some below, and Seth is in the studio here with short sleeves on. Short sleeves. I don't care. I've got three layers on. It's cold in these studios
a lot
of the time.
I'm sweating. I'm hot.
You had to get here.
Yeah, and I wore my a fleece small jacket, my winter heavy jacket, and for the first time ever, I wore a hat. I wore a knit hat.
What do you mean for the first time ever?
Well, I mean, not for the first time ever, but the first time wearing it to work, I wore a hat. I wore a knit hat, and I'm glad I had it. As a matter of fact, it was funny because I'm thinking, okay, is my car going to start in the morning? This is what I'm thinking to myself last night. So here's what I came up with, okay? On the advice of a friend, I made arrangements to have a cab pick me up at the house if my car wouldn't start. I called a cab company last night. And made arrangements. I said, if I don't need it, I'll call you back.
Oh, they were real happy to get the call then at 3 o'clock saying, sorry, we don't need you.
Well, here's what they said. They said, we understand and we'll be ready. He said, but if you need us, call us. Otherwise, we'll have somebody on standby and they're going to be sitting there all night long and not get paid. I said, that's fine. So I hit my remote starter. No. I hit it five times and the car went, and that was it. Nothing. I thought, okay. I'm going to go out and start it the old-fashioned way. I got in the car, fired it up, and I didn't have to sit there and crank it. And it fired right up. It made some ugly noises, and it was so cold that the light was frozen. That when I turned it on, when you open the door, the dome light's supposed to go on, the dome light was like 5 seconds later. It's like, I don't know. But here's the thing. We come back in. And it was wonderful to come back up here. Yes, it was cold. Yes, it was brutal. But the people and the customer service.
You didn't
and
see
the
people getting arrested at the airport.
Nope, we sure didn't. It was really nice. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in mere moments. Fear not. Nobody else is going on vacation for, I don't know, a couple, 3 hours.
Seems today that all you hear are people on the air who are just plain weird.
So we're here to repeat those ridiculous values on which you listeners thrive.
Lucky there's this morning show, guys. Lucky there's a show that makes jokes and lots of wisecracks while you're fighting traffic during
your lovely drive.
Meet the morning guys.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.